The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's been a lot of discussion over the past couple of weeks and months, actually, about Joe Biden's vaccine mandates. The federal courts have weighed in at various levels. Different municipalities have tried to tackle the issue. State legislatures have tried to tackle the issue, too, because a lot of people are fearful of losing their job. A lot of people who do not want the vaccine for whatever reason, and look, that should be a personal choice. I don't know that you should actually even have to give a reason. If you don't want the vaccine, you shouldn't have to take the vaccine. South Carolina lawmakers this week were considering a bill that would prevent employers from requiring their workers to get the COVID-19 vaccine. They were in session in Columbia this week tackling some other issues, and Representative Stuart Jones from Lawrence had presented a proposal. I wanted to have him on for a few minutes this morning to talk about that bill and where it's headed. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, Joey. Good morning.
All right, so walk me through this, because I know that you initially presented this bill that would give some protection to private businesses. It was passed out of the Ways and Means Subcommittee to the full committee, which then sent it on to the floor. But along the way, there were some changes. So talk with us about how you initially filed the bill, and then talk with us about the journey that it took this week.
Yeah, absolutely, Joey. And just to stay up front, I mean, when I filed this bill, it's funny because I actually filed this bill a year ago today. Today it will pass third reading in the South Carolina House of Representatives. And of course, in December of 2020, we didn't know what was going to happen. But what the bill intended to do was to block unconstitutional federal vaccine and potentially also mask mandates from the federal government. And so this bill provided the perfect mechanism for what we needed right now. You know, we've been out of session. And so we had to move mountains to be able to bring this bill up and to get it to the floor and pass so many different hurdles right now. But
sure.
I'm happy with what we have gotten out of it. You know, whenever you start with your bill, you start with ideally with what you want. And then as you go through the process, you have to take into account all the different considerations, all the different representatives and people that are bringing everything to the table. And so ultimately, what this bill does is it stops the subdivisions of the state. So cities, municipalities, school districts, it stops them 100% from doing any vaccine mandate. Now, with the private employer side of everything, what it does is it ensures that religious and medical exemptions must be honored 100%. So let's say that the holds on Biden's federal mandates are lifted at some point. If and when that happens, this will protect. This will definitely protect private employees as well. So. But the bill is not law yet, of course. It's going to the Senate. And it's very difficult to get this bill through before January. But, you know, I'm calling on our senators to do what the House did. And really, you know, we called a special order to get this bill out and everything. And they can do that as well. And then send it to the governor to sign it into law before Christmas. That's what we want to do.
Sure. Now, what do you think the chances of that happening? Is the Senate, they're going to be in session next week? Is that right? Or are they in session presently? I know they were going back down as well.
Yeah, so both the Senate and the House have been in session. You know, part of our signing die agreement, which is what we can operate under when we're out of session, basically, includes the redistricting, budget matters, COVID-19 funding matters, that kind of stuff. And so the Senate has been down there as well, working on redistricting. And yeah, so that's what they've been doing. So, but yeah, we're calling for them to come back and to work on this.
So it's possible for them to take this up as well.
Absolutely, yes. It meets all the guidelines, all the legal requirements of the signing die. This bill is completely legit, so they can take it up.
Yeah. Now, you guys got some pushback this week from some business groups, the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce, the Manufacturers Alliance, the Retail Association. I'm sure you felt their presence as you guys were considering this bill this week.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, my main concern is the concerns of my constituents and ultimately, I mean, defending our Constitution. And so that trumps any of those pushes from, you know, any of those groups.
Yeah. Well, what was their objection?
Well, you know, and this was really interesting. So I'll tell you this. Yesterday on the floor when we were debating this bill, I have never heard so many Democrats talk about the right to work. And so
funny how that comes up now, huh?
It is. And I told every one of them, I said, you know, I hope we can work together in the future to deregulate. And, you know, I've got red tape reduction bills for South Carolina and that kind of stuff. And so I'm hoping that they can stick with that. But yeah, ultimately, you know, I think this is such a politically divided issue. You know, the vaccine has become a weapon, a political weapon, and that's what it's being used for. And so that's what I'm trying to stop with doing all this.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Representative Stuart Jones from Lawrence. All right. So let's suppose that the Senate does take the lead from the House and they're able to get this done too. Is Government Master prepared to sign it, you think?
I hope so. We're talking with him, and you know, when it gets over to the Senate, I mean, it's going to go through some of the same processes that it went through in the House. I mean, it'll go to a committee and this kind of thing, and so there could be more changes along the way. But I'm really, I'm going to keep calling Governor McMaster, and hopefully he will sign it just as quickly as they pass it.
Yeah. I had a texter on our text line asking a question here about the South Carolina National Guard, and evidently there's some question on where they fall into this. Do you happen to know the South Carolina National Guard, would they fall under any of the existing federal mandates?
That's a really good question. You know, in my view, I mean, under the 10th Amendment, it's something that we really need to reclaim, you know, if we have true federalism. I mean, the South Carolina Guard would be at the direction of the governor, pretty much. Yeah. So, I you know, and I, of course, what ends up happening is all this gets debated in courts. And so you have to find ways to uphold things and to fight things, you know, and win. And so that's what we're trying to do. But yeah, I would hope I would hope the governor would stand up for our South Carolina Guard and not force them to get the vaccine as well.
Yep. South Carolina Representative Stuart Jones, always good to speak with you. Thank you for what you do, and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, Merry Christmas, Joey. Thank you.
Yeah, sure thing. Have a safe day.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.